الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. One more very valuable point which our ulama teaches us, that when difficulties and hardships come to us, then there is great wisdom behind it. And always we should remember, for us as general people, so ordinary people, we should take any difficulty and hardship because of our own guna. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That is a general rule. And also, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. All this unrest and difficulties and hard conditions are because of the doings of mankind. However, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala does lot of spiritual training also of especially His favorite ones. And in that, difficult conditions Allah brings upon a person, whether it is an accident, whether it is a fire, whether it is loss of life, whether it is health, problems in health, etc. And one of the reasons ulama give for this also is that Allah wants to not only remove but scrape that heart from attachment to dunya. That the person must have no attachment of dunya. Like, for example, a person has, now checks are outdated, can't give the example of checks, but he has got a credit card in his pocket which is right next to his heart. And that credit card is loaded with 10 million rand, with 100 million rand. There is no problem. Halal and jais, if it is that money, then there is no problem. A person can have, in Islam, Islam is not like the communist system or the system that nobody owns anything, the state owns everything. Neither is Islam the capitalist system, that the love of dunya, which is the basic root thing in the capitalist system, economic system. Islam allows a person, he can be as rich as he wants to, jais, halal way, he pays his zakat and that, fulfills the rights of the wealth, he spends in the path of Allah, no problem. But not the love of 1 cent must be in the heart. You can have the 10 billion rand right next to your heart. It's out of your heart, it's permissible. But in your heart, you must not have the love of 1 cent also. So Allah Ta'ala, His favorite one, He wants to totally scrape out the love of anything that in the heart. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Our Shaykh Rahimahumullah, may Allah reward him, used to say that in this ayat Allah has permitted the love of dunyas and material things also. But that the love of Allah is more. So in other words, the love of this dunya, 49% is permissible. But 51% have the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the past mark. And then a person on his own, he makes effort. Inabat ila Allah, to increase that love of Allah, and he brings 60, 80, 90%, 100% Allah's love in the heart. And he removes the love of dunya, whether it is our business, whether it is our motor car, to love these things. Allah has, this is also the great mercy and kindness of Allah, that He has permitted the love of this dunya's things also. Your business, your car, your house, everything. But it must be less than the love of Allah. And Hazrat should explain that how do you now make out that whether you have got more the love of Allah or whether the love of dunya is more. For example, your wife bought a toy for your child. And the toy has got some murat on it, a picture, animate object, or some music coming out from it, or anything else which is wrong. Now, Allah's command is that is haram, you should not have that. And it's your child, you love your child. So are you going to give preference to the love of your child or preference to the love of Allah Ta'ala? So mu'min, he'll give preference to the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then that must be done also now, Hazrat just explained, very important. Now don't just grab it from the child, break it in front of his eyes and shout, haram, haram, this is all haram. No, Hazrat says, go and buy another toy, more better than this toy. But on that toy, which is jais and halal, nothing wrong in that toy. Then take this nicely away from the child. In fact, give the other toy and take this toy away. So in that way, the nurturing of the children must also be done properly. Even if the wife bought something or anyone else which is haram, don't just take it away and declare it's haram and give big fatwas, but replace it with something which is halal. So anyway, so when Allah wants to His favorite ones, He wants to take away this love of dunya completely, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala causes some all these things to happen in one's life, an accident, ill health, or whatever else, loss of property, all this type of things. Then by that, even a person, if he's on the right path, his inclination is towards righteousness, then the love of these things, because now he loses heart in these things, of this dunya. And when Allah wants to, then Allah scrapes that heart. By all these things happening, then the love of this dunya things just go out. After that, Allah will give you still dunya. He will give you even more, but your heart won't be attached to it. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad, our Shaykh, should teach us, and he explained one incident, that one great Buzurg was going for Hajj. On his way to Hajj, he met a friend of his in one town, also a great Buzurg. He stayed over, they were friends also. And then when he was leaving, or as he was leaving, and this Buzurg who came, he spoke a lot about dunya, attachment to dunya, shouldn't love dunya, shouldn't have attachment for dunya, etc. He came there, he stayed over, but programs also, bayans also. Then as he was leaving, he told that Buzurg by whom, who was the host, he told him, why don't you join me also for Hajj, I'm going for Hajj. Immediately he got ready, and he set off with him immediately. They went a bit further away, and then the time for namaz came, for wudu. Then this Buzurg, who was the original one going for Hajj, he forgot his lota at the house of the person he was visiting there. And now he started lamenting about it. Oh, I forgot my lota. So he said, is that all what your Buzurg is? Or your whole Buzurg is in that lota? That you forgot your lota? You asked me to come for Hajj. I left my big house. You were remarking about my big house I've got and the luxury I'm living in. But my heart is not attached to all those things. I have that big house. I have everything. Big house I got for guests, for mehman. I can host them, they can sleep over, everything. And you're speaking so much about all this. They were friends, so they could speak like that. So he told him, your whole attachment is in that one lota. You forgot your lota is a jug to make wudu. That you forgot and you saw. So to have the dunya, and especially to have it for good causes, is also permissible. But so you got no dunya. And there are so many instances like this which our Buzurgs explain. Outwardly a person got no dunya, but his love is in dunya. He's got the love. And outwardly there are others who got dunya, but their love is not in that at all. Also, one Buzurg who went for Hajj and whom Allah Ta'ala had given the quality of kashf to show things which other people don't see. So he saw one person at the Multazam, where du'as are very readily accepted, the place between the Hajar Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And he was focusing and he was making du'a and crying. So this Buzurg who had kashf, he focused on his heart. And he saw that his heart is not at all attached. Outwardly his du'as and his crying, everything is there, but his heart is not attached. He came out of the haram and he saw one person doing business, serving 10 customers at one time. And this is also a quality that has to be learned, that how to become proficient efficient and how to become a hard worker even in this world. So 10 customers, he gave somebody to something he wanted to buy to check, giving change to another person, taking money from another person, explaining to another person. But when he looked at his heart, outwardly he was fully in dunya. But when he looked at his heart, he saw not one but his heart was in dunya. His heart was connected with Allah Ta'ala all the time. And his focus was Allah Ta'ala. So Allah wants that from his bandas, that you can be attached to dunya outwardly, but your heart. So Allah brings these conditions. For that, Allah Ta'ala brought the occasion of the in the battle of Uhud, where Muslims were, what a victory Allah had given to the Muslims, where all the leaders of the Quraysh got slain, and open victory, and the booty fell to the Muslims' hands. Then those 50 people who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posted to guard that way, that from the back that nobody must come here, they saw that now the battle is over. Now the booty, and booty, spoils of war, is the best income for a Muslim. The most barakat, in which is more than halal and tayyiban also. Because the minute it becomes booty, it goes in the possession of Allah. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالِ لِلَّهِ First is Allah. It belongs to Allah. Now Allah is giving it to you. There can't be more purer and more better income than the spoils of war. So the Sahaba, they left their post, 40 of them. And they came down to also start collecting. But Allah didn't like this also, that they must be attached to this dunya. The outward, they're going for the dunya, they're taking their booty, which is so halal also, and which is now the war is over. And now is the time to collect the booty. So Allah Ta'ala made it that Khalid ibn Walid, who at that time, he wasn't a Muslim, but Allah made him, and what a great warrior and Muslim mujahid, radiallahu anhu, he saw this open space, and he came from there. And then, that victory, which was an open victory, Allah changed it into what a temporary defeat, and how Muslims suffered the consequences. So Allah Ta'ala brings such condition. So even in our lives, difficulties come, we also will feel hard. How? After the Khalid ibn Walid came, radiyallahu anhu, and how the Muslims got massacred, our hearts will get massacred like that also. And all this difficult, I lost this, I lost that, some other venture, it was so good, it was going so well, and I lost it. But all that in the process, Allah is taking, scraping out from the crevices of the heart, the love of dunya. And then Allah will give after that dunya. Muslims then, the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome fell to their hands, in the hands of the Muslims. The riches of the world, which cannot be imagined, was just piling up in Medina Sharif. How they were living. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I remember the time when I should fall down because of hunger. And people thought that I'm getting epileptic fits, etc. But it was hunger. And today, look at Abu Huraira, he's cleaning his nose with a fine handkerchief. What the riches Allah brought at a later time. So Allah Ta'ala brings these conditions in order to scrape out the love of dunya. But in there again, it is very necessary that we have continuously, we make effort on our iman. That when the difficult conditions come, we understand it from Allah, and even more better, that Allah's great wisdom is in here. And when a person knows that, he makes sabr. He doesn't speak the wrong things. He doesn't do the wrong things. And if that iman is not there, and then a person will lose hope in Allah. He can even lose his iman at such a time. That all these difficulties which are coming on me, all these hardships, I was in masjid, I was in namaz, and then my house got burgled, my shop burned down, I was busy making namaz. Then, na'uzubillah, wrong words come on the tongue of a person. So that little effort of iman, then when this test comes, a person goes closer to Allah. And Allah purifies his heart. So that is also one great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala for bringing difficult conditions on the righteous and on the pious also. That Allah wants to make their hearts exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. With regard to rozas, as we have explained, it's not just keeping and not staying hungry. It is to fast. It isn't a hunger exercise. It's not a diet we are doing. It isn't a hunger strike we are going on. It is an ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And when it is an ibadat, it should be done as an ibadat. And for that, the ulama-i batin, ulama-i rabbaniyin, they have explained that where Allah says, rozas have been made farz on you, it isn't just the zahiri roza, the outward roza of not eating, drinking, and satisfying one's lust, but it is that a person keeps roza of the eyes also, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears, of the mind, all that roza also. So a little bit we discussed, which is still very little, about rozas of the eyes, all the different aspects. Then very, very important, a thing which is also generally out of control of good people, pious people, is the tongue also. Like the eye of very many good people is out of control. Like that, the tongue is also out of control. A person is 5 times namazi, with all his nawafil, tahajjud, ishraq, jash, everything, all ma'amulat, wazaif also, but the tongue is still not under control. And when the tongue is not out of control, it is extremely dangerous. It comes in the hadith, a person speaks one word with his tongue, just one word, and it takes him to the heights of Jannah, which he doesn't think about it also. And he goes, like for example, 2 people are fighting, they pulled out their firearms also, and you went and say one word and you cooled it all down. And they put their firearms away also. And they hug one another now. That one word of yours at that time, that little bit encouragement you gave at that time, takes you to such heights of Jannah which you can't imagine. Where all your tahajjud can't take you. That one word took you there. And you don't even pay any importance to that word. In a similar way, one word of a person, he says, and it takes him to the depths of Jahannam. And forever and ever he goes lower and lower in Jahannam all the time. To the more serious punishment, all because of one word that he said. Like for example, husband and wife having a fight, and now they reconciling. And then you went and say one word, and this happens many times. Reconciliation is about to take place between friends, business partners, husband and wife, anywhere, brothers, sisters, and there are some people who actually, they come with some of them even, one is by mistake, accidentally, and one is intentionally to ignite the fire, to see that this fire carries on. They mustn't become friends. They must be fighting all the time. And today, politics of the world, as far as countries and governments are concerned, this is what they have in their mind. How to keep countries fighting with one another. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali said that if you see 2 fish fighting in the sea, be sure the British are behind it. Because that is their nature. And today it is America, Israel. Whatever you see in the world, they will make people fight with one another, rob them of the riches of the country, rob them of their talent, and this is what they are at the back. So one word you said, when they were about to reconcile, after all their differences and fights, and then you went and say one word, and now again they broke up. And that one word of yours takes you to the depths of Jahannam. And so the tongue is to be controlled very, very much. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali said that jismuhu saghir, the tongue is very small, the weight of it also is very little, the size of it is also very little, a few square centimeters, wa jurmuhu kabir, but the sin of the tongue is very, very big. And this also holds correct that jismuhu saghir is small, wa ajruhu kabir. And the rewards of the tongue are very, very big also. If the tongue is used in the right way, in the month of Ramadan, if it is used for backbiting, slandering, fighting, arguing, screaming, swearing, the tongue, the Ramadan, what we have done. And if the same tongue is used, tilawat of Quran Sharif. zikr of Allah Ta'ala, making of bayan, and with all the requirements, then the tongue, it becomes such a great ibadat. And it can take you to such great heights. For that reason, ulama have explained that Allah Ta'ala, for the tongue, and one word that comes out, it cannot be deleted again. It can never be pulled back again. Once the bullet, the trigger is pulled, and the bullet comes out, the target, whatever it is, who you may be targeting your wife, and she dies, that bullet can't come back into the barrel again. The tongue, one word that you spoke, it cannot come back again. And the hurt the tongue causes, it causes such wounds in the heart which do not heal. They become all the time wider and bigger. It can be perhaps you forget about it for a while, but just another one incident happens and the whole history comes back again. This is the same person who did this, and this is between husband and wife. We have to be very careful from day one, in fact before marriage, from the time you propose what words are being said. Otherwise, they are registering. All the time they are registering. You might not realize it also. And the spouse, the other partner, might at that time not say anything also. Might even be smiling or just keeping quiet. But it is registered in the heart. And for to speak, it is so important that a person doesn't only speak what is right, he must think before he speaks. With regard to this, ulama writes, generally our condition is, we put the cart in front of the horse. We speak first, and how many times we will say, I should have said that, I shouldn't have said that, which clearly shows that we didn't think when we spoke. We first spoke, and we think afterwards. And then we think so much afterwards. You got a small cart in front, and you got 20 horses at the back. But what can it help now? You thinking so much, I shouldn't have said that. We have to think first. And a person, our nature also has become such that we think that it is not possible to think first. When it's time to speak, you just speak. But it is possible. A person must think properly. And with a little training, anything you want to say, you'll see, you make automatically, you turn to Allah. That must I say this or not? I must say it for your pleasure. Well, you guide me, Ya Allah. The tone of my tone also must be correct. The words must be correct. You mustn't have a negative effect. Some many times also you say the right thing, but the wrong effect is taken. The person understands it differently, wrongly. So all this is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes whole bayans also are given. What you intend and what the people take from it is something different. And today, with the cell phone and all messages, WhatsApp messages, people take out from bayan just one piece also. And then they put it in a complete different light also. So only Allah Ta'ala, nobody has got control of anyone else's tongue. Your own tongue you can control. You can't control the people's tongue. People are going to speak. You can't control the thoughts of people. Your thoughts you can learn to control. But we want to control the people. That the people mustn't speak wrong. But we don't want to control our own tongue. We want to control the thinking of people. And today, the intelligence of government is to control the thinking of people also. But if they can think to control themselves, and if we can think to control ourselves, so a person should think first and then speak. Ulama has given this beautiful example also, that because the tongue is such a lethal, dangerous weapon, it's a very, very dangerous weapon, more than the firearm, more than nuclear power, the tongue is more dangerous. One word that comes out of the tongue. Like for example, nuclear power countries who got it, and the president is only allowed that he can unleash that to go and press the button. But to go and press that button, it's not just that it is on his desk or it's in his pocket, he can just take out a gadget and press the button. But it is kept under so much of security, from security room to security room, that even though he's the president, he hasn't got just, he can do what he feels like. And he can just go and press it when he wants to. It will have to be sanctioned first in the parliament and all the procedures. Then even physically, But the tongue is such a thing that a person can speak any time. So Allah also has made protection for the tongue. Ulama have explained that the tongue and the tongue have, Allah has made it with such delicate material. The meat of it is such that sometimes we accidentally bite our tongue. And we know the pain it causes when you bite your tongue. So the tongue, Allah has made like that. So to protect the tongue, Allah has put 32 teeth in the mouth. And they also all different types of teeth. You get the molars, the canine, all the different types. They have explained this. It's like the different police forces. Police, you get the ordinary police, you get the riot police, you get the police when an emergency situation, all the different. So this year, all the different departments of the police department, Allah has put in the mouth to control the tongue. And then if the situation goes more out of control, then you get the army is called in also. So Allah put the two jaws also. That is the two army regiments that Allah has kept. And they don't have to be called in case of an emergency. They are there all the time. And they are there to protect the tongue. That the tongue, you must be very careful what it speaks also. So it is very important. So Allah put this in order to control the tongue. And that when we speak, a person must think properly what he speaks. And think who he is speaking to. And for this, the ulama have explained that first, mawqa shanasi, see the occasion, whether at that time must I speak now or must I speak at another time. Is this the time to say it? Many times we will also say, others will, but that was not the time to say that. That was not the occasion to say that. As we have heard in the Kadab Kitabs also, with your wife you have got an argument, there is a time to sort it out. Not just at any time you just go and you start sorting it out. Mardum shanasi. That see who is the person. Speak to people according to their level. Anzilun nas manazilahum. Speak to the people according to their level. The same thing what you can say to your little child, you can't say to your grown-up child. Ulama have written, when your children get married, now don't treat them as children anymore, but treat them as equals to you. Now don't speak to them how you spoke to them when they were 3 and 4 years old, 8 and 9 years old. Now speak with respect to them. Allahu Akbar. Allama Iqbal, who is famous, the poet of the East, at one time when he heard the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a cat that was in Masjid al-Nabawi, she gave birth to a little kitten. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, now respect her, she's become a mother now. For a cat that she has become a mother, now respect her. He went out of it, he was in a trance. Again he came back to me, he said, what did my Nabi say? Respect a cat, she has become a mother now. So your daughter has become a mother now. Don't speak to her like when she was a 6-year-old child. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed so much respect to an animal, and that she has become a mother now, she's got kittens, now respect her. And how your wife has become a mother, now don't speak to her like she's a small little child. Show the respect to her. Your daughter has given birth, she has become a mother. When she gets married, she's a wife now. Respect her accordingly. So this is very important, that how we use our tongue and how the words that we speak. So at all times a person must be very conscious, and this needs training. And Allah gave this month of Ramadan for roza. In our Shariat, there is no roza of keeping quiet. In the Shariat of before, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ الصَّوْمَ فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ. That they were given the roza of not talking also. إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ And the other one, don't speak to anyone. Zakariya alayhi salam was given the command that for 3 days don't speak, only zikrullah. But otherwise, don't speak at all with signs. So, roza of not talking. And we find in our khanqas of before, today it's not possible. We have to speak to people according to the level of today. If you tell people that at that time a person who had the habit of talking a lot, then they should put a board, let's say hang a board. I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. So as long as he was in the khanqa. In the khanqa of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Jalalabadi, the people used to stay there for a chilla. In the same room, they came for the Islah. For 4 months they should stay. For a year they should stay. And at the end of the period, they did not know one another's names also. They didn't know from where he comes. And we, in the first meeting, we have the whole profile ready. That who is he, what work he does, how many children he's got, where his children are married, what connections he's got, what family he's got, where, everything we know in the first meeting already. And we have come here not to prepare profiles of people, not to get the whole history of their people. We're not going to write a life story of theirs. And we are not here to write the biographies of people and know their biographies. We are here for our Islah. And our Islah is that we control our tongue. We control our gazes. Everything we control. And again, here also very important that what are things which are permissible, they are permissible. But in your period, waqfah is tarbiyat. In the period of making your tarbiyat, at that time, give up permissible things also. Only speak what is absolutely necessary. Only that. And speak all the right things of deen, of making dhikr, reading Quran Sharif, use your tongue for that. But for all other permissible things also, a person who will do it during this 30-40 day period, his tongue will come under control. Allah Ta'ala will bring it, and a person whose tongue is under control has been blessed with a great treasure from Allah Ta'ala's side. And a person whose tongue, but unfortunately today our nature has become such that a person who talks a lot, he's good company. For example, we have a bride. Unfortunately, our whole system is gone in that way. And the person who's making jokes, and for everything he's got a comment. Whatever there is, he's the right person to have there. He keeps the whole thing going all the time. And whatever he can be saying, and a person who will keep quiet, that person has got no value. There was this one person, he passed away in Makkah Sharif behind Maqami Ibrahim after Asr Namaz on a Jummah. And one of his habits was, and he had called his family and they made dua together and then he passed away. But his habit was, any social gathering also, people are talking and all other things, he'll go and sit in one corner and read his Quran Sharif. So that type of a company today, we will say, leave that Sufi sap alone. We don't need such Sufi saps in our company here. But that is the position by Allah Ta'ala. And who we want in our company, who shaitan is a prize achiever of shaitan. That is the one that is a person who is good for us. So to learn to keep quiet, to learn to speak, and speak also, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Don't speak of those things which you don't have knowledge. And so much of detail. Today we just get one little message and it's gone. On this group, on that group, it's gone. But we haven't verified whether it's the truth or not. And don't speak of a thing until you don't have the proper knowledge about a thing. But today just little bit we get and it's gone on that. A person, it comes in the hadith, it's sufficient for a person to be written as a liar by Allah. That whatever he hears, he quotes it again. He speaks about it again. He didn't verify whether it is the truth. So a person should first verify whatever. But we today, it's our habit. That just an idea comes about something, about somebody, and then we speak about it. Today is common. One incident happened, and right till now, at this moment, anywhere there is an incident, and 10 people reporting on it, 10 different versions there will be. And such conflicting versions also. The 10 eyewitnesses, but very conflicting versions. And we just take whatever we get and we speak about it. So a person, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. We have to learn to say قول السديد, the right word, how to say, when to say, what words to use. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and this is the ideal occasion, the month of Ramadan. And for those of us who have come, the object is not really the ibadah. That is part, a great part of it. But the object here we have made is our islah, to correct ourselves. And if we, our islah is made, whatever, even little ibadah we make, the quality of it will be enhanced very greatly. And without islah, lot of quantities, lot of ibadah, but there isn't the quality in it, that the returns are very small in there. One person, he sells one motor car for the month, and he makes hundreds of thousands of rands of profit. Another person is selling sweets. He's selling thousands of sweets, but his profit is so small. So there is a great difference. Quality is very important. So this year, if we learn how to control our tongue, and this is the ideal occasion, and if we apply ourselves, and even just one of the many things we are speaking, whether it's for me personally, I am in need also, all of us, if we have learned to control our tongue, a great thing we have achieved also. If we have learned to control our eyes, a very great thing. If everything comes under control, what to say? This person goes ahead of the malaika also by Allah Ta'ala. If we learn to, we make our islah. So Allah give us tawfiq in the few days that we have got left. And here we have come, not just to make ibadat, but really to make our islah, to correct ourselves. In that one, very important thing is the tongue also, that we learn to control our tongue and use the tongue to our great, great benefit. Otherwise, just a little slip of it, and we will go completely off course. And it can lead us, not from the heights of Jannah, it can take us to the depths of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq to understand this point, and correct our speaking, and how we speak, how, when we speak, how, what we speak, all that. So Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.